If your heart is distant from God, what is the process of returning back to Him without becoming legalistic?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think I would begin with confession. I think this is the starting point to me. Psalm 51 is maybe one of the greatest texts in the Bible that point to the reality of genuine confession. That's heartfelt, that's entirely Godward. There's no hint of legalism in Psalm 51. And yet it's the cry of the heart when David is estranged from God, having so hardened his heart for a period of months after his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah, that he is now convicted at the pointing of the finger of Nathan the prophet. He is now wholeheartedly turning back to God in confession. There is a brokenness that bleeds through Psalm 51 that I think is the product of genuine confession of sin. Be sure to understand what confession is. It's not merely the mouthing of prayers, but it is feeling about that sin what God feels toward that sin. So you remember 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, if we have the same animosity and hatred towards the sin that God has towards the sin, if we so grieve over it and are broken over our sins, this is the pathway back to reconciliation experientially with God. Remember also that when we sin, there isn't an objective separation between you and God, but it is a felt subjective break in the relationship between you and God. And so I believe it's through confession, which will produce an appropriate brokenness over your sin, that will reconcile the relationship. Brokenness, Psalm 51, 16 and 17, is equally represented in the New Testament. Think the Beatitudes, the phraseology that Jesus uses there, that blessed are the poor in spirit, and blessed are they that mourn. I think this is centered upon the brokenness that the believer feels over their sinful behavior.
I'd like to say, I've really spent a lifetime trying to see this in a very practical way. Brother Lee's answer is spot on. It is to think and feel to some degree what God thinks and feels about your sin. It's not saying you're sorry. That's not confession. We use that word confession saying, we go to somebody, hey, I'm sorry, I sinned against you. That's not what the biblical word confession means. It will produce that, but it's something much more. It's a heart and mind that feels to some degree what God says and thinks and feels about your sin. But here's the key point. I can preach the way I'm preaching to you all this weekend, somewhat hard, right? It's not been easy to listen. I mean, it's easy to probably to listen because you're not used to hearing stuff like this. And especially, somebody told me, you're unique in the way you preach. So in that itself keeps maybe your attention, but it's not pleasant to listen to. But I know I can preach that way because I know I've got some God's people here. And I have a word from the Lord, Hebrews chapter 12, that if you're His child, He's going to discipline you. He's going to instigate the pursuit of you to restore you to Himself. So I know that when I preach as I did last night and again today, that God's people are going to hear that, and God can use that to discipline them, correct them, and bring them back to Himself. Listen carefully. You cannot break your heart. You need the Holy Spirit. And so if you can hear the words you're hearing, from Paul last night, me last night, again, Brother Brian this morning, and me, and you leave unaffected. You need to be concerned. Because God's promised to discipline his children, those whom he loves. He what? Chastens. And if there's no chastening going on, my dear friend, I would beg you to reevaluate where you really are with God.